Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oregon absolutely steamrolled that first half against Oregon State, 24-3 at the break. And it was something where you went, okay, this is going to be the beatdown that I think people had marked because of just the talent that Oregon has over Oregon State. And it was apparent on the field. But the second half is something that the way that thing played out, one, Oregon, we've seen this time and time again throughout the season, they take their foot off the gas late.
Yes.
And you could tell that's kind of the direction that that game was heading in, is that they took their foot off the gas, but then Oregon State perplexingly started going for two all the time.
Yes.
And that one made what was they go down and they score on the opening drive and they make it 24-9, and then they go for two with 25 minutes to play in the football game.
Yeah, and Jonathan Smith was asked about that after the game, and he said, you know, the thought was that was sort of their game plan coming into it, was you're going to probably get in this situation where you each score, right? Like you're exchanging scores. And so the goal is to go for it for two in the early drives so that the late drives, maybe you build some sort of
buffer.
Edge. Yeah, like a buffer, I guess. But obviously, I think if that had been the case from the opening half, like that makes sense if you're scoring touchdowns, in my opinion, in the first quarter, in the second quarter, and you want to say like, okay, well, if that's the plan, right? Like you can disagree that that's a good plan or not, but that's the plan. Coming out of the halftime being down 24-3, you just need points at this point because it does not matter if it's one or two right now. You need a
exactly. And that was the head scratchers, that you do it so early and with so much time left on the clock, you're going, I just don't get it. And the way that Oregon was controlling the clock and running the football, it wasn't like you're going to be creating extra opportunities because you were getting manhandled.
Yeah.
And they were in that first half.
And that's why I say I can understand if there were touchdowns being scored in the first half saying, okay, we're going to go for two because we think this game is going to be close. We need to eventually create a buffer.
It wasn't.
But by the time the half is over, it's not close, right?
Right.
And you need to get not just points, but some confidence. And every time a two-point conversion fails, you lose a little bit of confidence that you can do something in the red zone. And I think that was a big problem for Oregon State.
I wasn't so against the two-point.
You were?
Attempts. No, not much, because really, at the end of the day, once Washington State had won on Friday, you're just playing for bragging rights.
Yeah.
And you're already bowl eligible. You've had probably, well, no, you have. You've had the best season since 2013.
Yeah.
And you're going into a game where you're on the road. It's a rivalry game, and taking risks can sometimes work out. This is one of the times it didn't work out. But totally. I was okay with them doing it because, look, you've already accomplished most of your goals in this season. Why not take the risk?
Because it doesn't help you win the game.
But I can see I mean, can see that point too. I can see the point of like, well,
the effort, let's just play.
Yeah, let's just see how many things we can
And I hate to have the stupid statement of when you said, well, sometimes it doesn't work out, but what if it did? And I guess there wasn't too much on the line in my head saying, yeah, like, you made the bowl game. There's no chance of you going to a Pac-12 title game at this point. Why not take the chance? If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You're pretty much in the same position you were before.
There is an element there of saying, of Jonathan Smith, both at the end of the half, mm-hmm, with chucking up the Hail Mary and going for two right out, which is, we don't have the dudes. Like, yeah, we don't have the dudes, and they are steamrolling us right now. And you are, and that is, that's the truth, because Anthony Brown put together his best game that he's had as an Oregon Duck.
Yeah.
And he was damn near flawless in that game.
Yeah. He looked very, very good. He was throwing the ball well. He was seeing the field well. He was going through his checkdowns well. I thought he looked pretty good.
Well, he rushed for just as many yards as Oregon State as a team.
Ugh, not great.
As a team.
Yeah.
And he was that guy who was taking what the defense was giving him time and time again, and you saw the benefits of it. And that is a guy who he was coming off a week where all that criticism was right back on him,
mm-hmm,
right? Of what is he even playing for? What are the Ducks doing right now? Now that the national championships is out of the equation, they should just turn to Ty Thompson and see what they got. Well, I think of, first of all, we'll talk about this game later on in the show. The Apple Cup showed that, look, having the guy with some seasoning in there, just throwing a young quarterback into the wolves isn't going to fix any of your problems.
Right.
Because Sam Heward had a tough one. And that's another five-star quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Who is sitting on the bench behind a vet that a lot of the fan base didn't believe had it. And Dylan Morris and Anthony Brown are nowhere near the same quarterback. But you had Anthony Brown coming into this game, and he's on a higher level than Dylan Morris was, just from wins and efficiency standpoints. Mm-hmm. And you saw the efficiency of Anthony Brown, not just to start the game where he was 7 for 8 to come out of the gates.
Yep.
He was picking Oregon State apart. He connected on a deep ball.
Yep.
To Devin Williams, and they go for 50 and score. Everything was rolling, but he ended the game when that thing got tight, right? I think this is something that a lot of people forget, is that when that, after that onside kick, right, where you go, oh my gosh, ah, how do you not see that coming? After that onside kick, he was still just as efficient. He finished the game going 12 for 12.
And I think that that's something where we saw that in the Ohio State game too.
Yep.
Like, we saw him have these moments of great game management, of very poised football, and going through again the checkdowns and knowing everything that you're supposed to do. And then I think the part that's frustrating for Ducks fans is you see that in Ohio State, and then you see something entirely different against Cal or against Stanford or whatever it is. And I understand the frustration there, but I think that there's an element of, like, almost, you know, the saying, like, the devil that you know versus the one that you don't, kind of thing. Like, Oregon's coaching staff knows what they have in Anthony Brown. They know where his ceiling is, mm-hmm, and they know how low his floor is, right? And, like, the reality is his floor is higher than the floor of a Ty Thompson right now. And so I think that's why, like, I understand the Ducks fans' frustrations over his inconsistency, but that doesn't mean he's not the best quarterback for the job right now.
Right now, he is, yes.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that he eventually, when it's all said and done, he is the best quarterback that's on this roster even.
Right, right.
But this is where everything kind of starts and stops with Anthony Brown, is when Oregon can run the football,
mm-hmm,
he is a good quarterback.
Very true.
And the Achilles heel for this team, and we've talked about fatal flaws before, is Anthony Brown just saying, you have to do it with your arm.
Mm.
What the efficiency that we're talking about was 7 of 8 to start the game and 12 straight completions to end the game, is that Oregon State was more concerned with how they are mauling us up front.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where Oregon has struggled, right? Is in that Cal game where the struggles happened. There was a struggle to get the ball, to run the football early, right? I won't even, the Stanford game really wasn't it. But in the Utah game, it was, when you can't run the ball effectively, and you can't gash teams, and you're not playing an undisciplined team, because Utah was very disciplined in any reads that he was trying to make, it's going to be a long day, because he has to beat you with his arm. Where he has his most efficient games as a Duck, like we saw on Saturday, was they were mauling them up front. And so it starts with the offensive line, and then obviously he's going to look a heck of a lot better. But it's not just like the offensive line creating a clean pocket for him. No, you have to be able to effectively run the ball to get the most out of Anthony Brown.
Yeah, and I think that you also need to be run the ball effectively to get the most out of Chance Nolan. And the Beavers could not run the football at all on Saturday. Nope. And so you have B.J. Baylor getting completely bottled up. He had just 59 yards. Trey Lowe, 20 yards. I mean, there was a whole slew of problems for Oregon State when they were trying to run the football. And Chance Nolan is similar in that if you tried to get him to beat you with his arm, you're going to have inconsistencies there.
No doubt about it. And with Oregon, they end up getting the rivalry 38-29. And it also comes with a spot in the Pac-12 championship game. Pac-12 North champs again.
Third straight year.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.